بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says: إذا أحب الله عبدا نادى جبريل. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a servant, He calls Jibreel and He says to Jibreel, Inni uhibbu fulanan fa'ahbibuhu. I love such and such a person, you also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ جِبْرِيلُ. Upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam begins to love him. Because the quality of the malaika is لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They always carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the angels with this quality that they can only obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have the quality to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have been programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only to obey Him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, He calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and He orders Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. He says to him that I love so and so, you also love him. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam begins to love him. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Jibreel alayhi salam to announce the same in the heavens. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam makes this announcement. Inna Allah yuhibbu fulanan fa'ahibbuhu. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such and such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so. And it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of you should also love him. فَيُحِبُّهُ أَهْلُ السَّمَاءِ. All the people of the heavens begin to love him. And thereafter, فَيُوذَأُ لَهُ الْقَبُولُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Acceptance for this person is placed on this earth. That means the people on this earth also begin to love him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the people of this earth, all the humans, be they Muslims or non-Muslims, to love this person. So this person becomes beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a result he becomes the beloved of the people of the heavens, and he becomes the beloved of the people of the earth. What more do we want? Is there anything greater than this status? That Allah loves us, and His creation also loves us. If we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we become the beloved of His creation, we have solved all our problems. So So the key is becoming beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says in this hadith, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, he calls Jibreel and he says, I love so and so, you also love him. And thereafter Jibreel alayhi salam is instructed to make the same announcement in the amongst the people of the heavens. So all the creatures of the heavens begin to love this person. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires this love into the hearts of the people living on this earth. So the key is becoming the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can we become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By following the way of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Quran says, O my messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them, say to them, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Christians during the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they came as a delegation from Najran and they said, نَحْنُ نَعْبُدُ عِيسَى وَأُمَّهُ مَحَبَّةً لِلَّهِ. We worship Isa and the mother of Isa as a result of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore we love Isa alayhi salatu wa salam and his mother Maryam. And the idolaters of Makkah Mukarrama said, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We worship these idols so that as a result of their worship, we will become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship Isa and Maryam because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship these idols because we want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you want to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want to come close because we want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first group said, we worship Isa and Maryam because we love Allah. The second group said, we worship these 360 idols because we love Allah and we want to become the beloved of Allah. And the third group, the Jews of the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاؤُهُ. We are the beloved of Allah. We are the sons of Allah and we are the beloved of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you are true in your claim to love Allah, or if you want to become the beloved of Allah, there is only one way. Worshipping Isa or worshipping Maryam is not a sign that you love Allah. Worshipping the idols is not a sign that you worship, you love Allah. And worshipping the idols does not make you the beloved of Allah. And mere claim that we are the beloved of Allah does not make you the beloved of Allah. If you love Allah, the sign is following in the footsteps of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is this that will make you the beloved of Allah also. So, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, claim without evidence, claim without proof, cannot be established. In order to establish your claim, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow in my footsteps. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. Follow me in faraiz, follow me in wajibat, follow me in sunan, follow me in mustahabbat, follow me in abstaining from haram, follow me in abstaining from makruhati tahrimiya, follow me in abstaining from makruhati tanzihiya. Follow me in aqaid, follow me in ibadat, follow me in muamalat, follow me in muasharat, follow me in akhlaq. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Make me a good example for you. I should become a good example for you. I should become your ideal. So if you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proof is اتباعِ سُنَّت, اتباعِ نَبُوِي. That is the proof. And once you furnish this proof by following the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you automatically become yuhibbukumullah, the beloved of Allah. And when you become the beloved of Allah, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلِ. When you become the beloved of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Jibreel, O Jibreel, love him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the people of the heavens to love him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the people on the earth to love him. He becomes the beloved of everybody. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Those people who accept iman and thereafter carry out good deeds. That means those people who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in iman aqaid and in amal saliha, ibadat, muamalat, muasharat and husni akhlaq. What will Allah do for them? سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for them love in the hearts of His creation. They will become the beloved of Allah and they will become the beloved of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor them in this world and Allah will honor them in the hereafter with Jannah. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hain Jannat ke raaste. The footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the paths leading to Jannah. So if you follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will lead you to Jannah. Nakshe kadam Nabi ke hain Jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. The paths of sunnah connects you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make you the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become the beloved of all. So this is the way of becoming the beloved of all. Ittiba'i sunnat. Ittiba'i sunnat, learning what is fard, learning what is wajib, learning what is sunnah, learning what is mustahab, learning what is haram, learning what is makruhe tahrimi, learning what is makruhe tanzihi, learning the do's, learning the don'ts, and carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.